So today I want to talk to you about the search for the perfect to-do list system. This is something I think any of us who are into productivity, maybe we've tried a bunch of apps, we've tried different planners, we've tried bullet journaling, and you're just kind of always on this treadmill trying to find what is going to be the perfect system, what's going to be the silver bullet that's going to finally help me get organized and stay organized. So I want to talk about that, maybe why we're always on that quest and how to break that cycle and just commit to a tool and keep it going for the long run. But before we jump in, I just wanted to do a couple of housekeeping items here. The first one is sorry for the long absence. I haven't posted any new podcasts or videos since end of February. Some travel, doing some other projects, and then some thinking about the format and sort of content strategy for how I am creating things for Redeeming Productivity. And so on that note, I'm trying something here. I was going to say I'm trying something new, but I'm actually trying something old. I'm sort of shifting back to the podcast sort of style just for the sake of sustainability of these, the audio program as well as the video version on YouTube. Just trying to try something different to help me get into a better cadence of putting these out every week. Producing the fully edited videos was a lot of work. I still do plan to do some fully edited videos where it makes sense, where I'm demonstrating something, but I'm going to, at least for the next little while here, lean into this podcast format a little bit more, see how that goes. Please do let me know what you think. If you're watching this on YouTube, send me a comment. If you are just listening, you can always email me at reagan@redeemingproductivity.com. I would love to hear from you. Okay, last thing, and then we'll dive into the episode. The other reason I was long delayed is I put in a lot of hours finishing up our Notion workspace. So if you're not familiar, Notion is a productivity tool. It's my sort of home base for where I do all my stuff for managing Redeeming Productivity and also just my life, my to-dos, my notes, all of that. It's an awesome tool, but it's also very customizable. So what we did is spent a ton of time building a system called the Christian Productivity Planner for Notion. You can learn all about that at christianproductivity.com. You can purchase that workspace that helps support the program. And also it's really awesome, if I do say so myself. I've spent years building that thing and refining it, and everyone who's tried it so far has loved it. I think you will love it too. Check it out, christianproductivity.com, to get that planner. There's also comes with a full course showing you how to use it and a bonus course that gives you like a crash course on Notion itself. So check those things out. All right, let's dive into today's topic. So, you know, I love David Allen's book, Getting Things Done. This was one of my on-ramps into the world of productivity. You know, his Getting Things Done or GTD system, it really was like a light switch in my brain when I first encountered this, because he has this very simple, lightweight framework for capturing things, organizing them, and making sure stuff gets done. And I remember when that I learned about that, I think I was in college, and I realized, hey, I don't have to let all these commitments slip through the cracks anymore. I when someone asks me to do something, I say yes. I don't have to keep it all in my brain. I just need a trusted system for tracking everything. I think that was the big insight he had. And so what I did is I purchased a fancy to-do list app. At the time, it was OmniFocus I bought, and I began following Allen's system of capturing every stray task, any project, anything I thought might be important to get done someday, I put it into this system. And it was glorious. It really was. Capturing everything, getting it in one place was awesome at first. You know, initially, and maybe this has been your experience too, I experienced that surge of relief, you know, knowing, okay, everything I need to do is being saved somewhere. I don't have to rely on my memory. I just can put it there and know I'll get back to it. But soon I became overwhelmed by the number of things I'd saved in there to do later. I'd put arbitrary due dates on things, and those would come and go. And so every time I knew it, when I opened up the app, there'd be all these overdue tasks with various degrees of importance all sort of screaming at me to do me, do me. And so I just got overwhelmed again. So it's sad because like the system that was supposed to cure my overwhelm sort of became my chief source of anxiety when it came to productivity. So maybe you can relate to that if you've ever gotten into this stuff, gotten a fresh new planner, kind of built it all out and said, okay, now we're finally organized. But fast forward a few months, entropy takes over, it all sort of falls apart. And then like that system itself is overwhelming because you don't know what's important and what's not. And so with me, you know, I did what any reasonable person would do is I scrapped that OmniFocus system and I tried a new one. And then I went on this cycle over and over again of repeating, okay, no matter what app or planner, or maybe I'll try bullet journaling this time, or I'll try a new plan, like whatever it was, I would seek this productivity tool, this thing to manage my to-do lists and tasks and whatever. And I would say, that's going to be my salvation. And I'd have that initial high of, okay, now everything's organized, followed by, oh shoot, it's all out of control again. I should scrap this and try to find a new source of relief and in a shiny new tool. And so I eventually realized this is just a vicious cycle. And maybe if this is you and you kind of suffer from shiny new tool syndrome when it comes to productivity apps or whatnot, eventually you got to realize it is a vicious cycle and the problem isn't the tool you're using, the problem is you. And the problem is me. We struggle to manage our tasks and our habits and stay organized and all of that, not because we haven't found the silver bullet tool, but because there's issues in the way we're using the tool. And I'll talk about this more in a moment too. And just an expectation that maybe we have that everything is going to become neat and tidy and easy. And that's just not the case. And so I want to share with you some thoughts on this and some action steps you can take to get off of this vicious cycle. So let's talk about a breakdown in trust, because I think this is maybe the big facet of this. If we can understand it, we can figure out the source of our issues with trying to find our organizational salvation in a productivity app or tool. So back to David Allen in his book, Getting Things Done, I think the core, most critical insight in his GTD methodology is this concept of relying on a single trusted system for tracking all of life's commitments. Everything should be in one place, right? So what we find usually is as life's responsibilities increase, we eventually learn, hey, I have to stop tracking this stuff in my head and start tracking it somewhere else. Otherwise, I'm going to miss appointments, fail to fill obligations, miss important commitments, all of that. And so I think it's very natural that as we grow up or grow into responsibilities in life, we start writing things down. And the problem, though, is too often we put our to-do lists in a bunch of different places. I'll write on the sticky note on my desk or this notepad or in the margin of this page, or I'll put it in my calendar, I'll put it in this app. And again, that might work for a little while if you know you can vaguely remember, oh, I know I wrote that down somewhere, and you check one of your five systems. But the problem with writing things down in multiple places is that we can never really be 100% confident that we will find that thing again, that we're gonna look at the correct list at the right time to ensure the thing gets done when it's needed, right? And so that's a lack of trust in your system for writing it down. And so that lack of trust leads to us defaulting back to trying to keep it all in our heads, which leads to us feeling stressed and, right, that's its own vicious cycle. And so Alan's insight, and I think he's right here, is that the solution is to just have one place where you store all of your to-dos. And if you're new to the whole productivity thing, and this is all you get out of this episode, take it, because this is a good insight. Have just one place you write down your to-dos. It can be your calendar. It can be a piece of paper. It doesn't matter, but always put them in the same place. That way, eventually you learn to trust that system, and that allows your mind to relax a little bit. And that all works great in theory, because there's another breakdown that actually happens after a while when you get into more and more complexity with how you're managing your tasks. So whether it's a calendar or bullet journal, to-do list subscription, or a Notion workspace like our Christian Productivity Planner, I'll plug that again, christianproductivity.com, check it out. But as long as it's the only place you're tracking your commitments, and as long as you check it regularly, it should mean you have confidence that things will not slip through the cracks. It should. But the problem, I think, here, again, there's a breakdown in trust. Our trusted system can become untrustworthy because of how we use it, right? So this can happen when you slip back into capturing new tasks in multiple places. I find this myself happens frequently. I'll be very faithful with capturing everything in the right place. But then sometimes maybe I don't have my phone with me, or I don't have my notebook with me, or whatever it is that I'm using to track it with. And so I write it somewhere else. And then I get into this habit. So now I have two places I write things, and the trust in my system breaks down. It also can occur, this breakdown in trust, when your app or planner or calendar becomes clogged up with too many tasks, too many ones that are overdue or irrelevant or not organized properly. And so you start to lose confidence in your system, lose confidence really in yourself that you're going to see and execute on the most important commitments at the right time. Because you know when you open that thing, you have to sift through so much noise. It's not readily apparent what's most important. And so what can be done about this? What can be done about this? Well, as I said, this is not a problem with the apps. It's not a problem with the notebook. It's not a problem with the tool. It's a problem with how we're using the tools. And I'm trying to be sort of tool agnostic here. I'm not recommending one thing over another. People are wired different ways. Some people love to do it all on paper. Some people love the Notion stuff. Some people love using Todoist. You know, use what you want. Use what works for you. But make sure that what works for you is working for you because you're actually working on it. And so that brings us to sort of our third big point here. So we just talked about a breakdown in trust, how that leads us to seek out a new app or a new shiny new tool that's going to solve our problems. When really what we need to do is weed our to-do list garden. We have to be weeding our to-do list garden. So if you imagine your to-do list or your list of commitments or commitment tracking system, whatever you want to call it, imagine it like a garden. It is hard to stay organized, not because you're a particularly terrible or undisciplined person, but because work is particularly cursed because of sin. And so I think this garden metaphor works, right? Because in Genesis 3, 17 through 19, it talks about the curse on work that God put on work because of Adam's sin, you know, and those thistles and those thorns that make work hard, those extend, that's not just as pertains to bringing up food from the ground, right? We work by the sweat of our brows, even when you work at a computer. It might not even be actual sweat, but it's frustrating. It's hard. It is cursed, right? Those thistles and thorns have extended their wiry little tendrils even into your to-do list. And so I think it helps as believers to understand this is why your quest for the perfect to-do list, it's quixotic. You cannot find a tool that's going to fix it all for you if you're not willing to recognize that regardless of the tool, you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to weed the garden, and weeding is hard work. So how do we do this? Okay, in my course, I have a chapter in my book on this too, in the Redeeming Productivity book, but I have a course as well called To-Do List Done Right, and I use what I call the acronym COPE. COPE. So how do we cope with all this overwhelm of tasks? Well, we use this acronym COPE, and these describe the four phases of managing tasks. You want to centralize your tasks, organize, prioritize, then execute. COPE. So centralize refers to, you know, the thing, and I got this really from David Allen, it's sort of my synthesis of some of what he's taught, is you want to have one trusted system. I want to capture things, centralize them into one place. That's the C. And I think most of us get that if you first get into this whole to-do list thing. Yes, I got to capture everything in one place. Sweet. And we also naturally gravitate towards the E, which is execute. Well, obviously, I want to capture and centralize this stuff somewhere, and then I just need to work on it. The problem I'm suggesting to you, if you have this sort of cycle of always trying to find the perfect system, is it's not the system, it's that you're skipping those two steps in the middle, the organize and prioritize. You're not doing the work of weeding and organizing your to-do list garden so that it does not become overwhelming, so that entropy doesn't spin out of control in there. And so I think we know we need to write the task down, we know we need to do the task, but we aren't particularly fond of keeping our to-do list system tidy. But if we ignore the weeds for too long, that chaos will start to creep back in slowly but surely. And if you let it get too crazy, you're going to want to throw the whole thing out and try the latest new app. And that is not going to help you in the long run because, again, it's a vicious cycle. So this is, maybe if I can summarize this a little bit. If our quest, or I should say in our quest for the perfect to-do list system, we are chasing after the illusion that we're going to find something that is easy, an app that won't require the hard work of weeding. That's what we're looking for. And I admit, that's what I'm looking for too. Where's the app that's going to organize everything for me? And I think even, you know, as an aside, this recent surge of interest in AI-assisted productivity apps, that plays into that desire as well too. But managing tasks is work. It's the work of managing your work. And it is always going to be hard. Nothing can do it for you. I submit that if it's true, which I think it's true, that the curse has affected even the way we manage our tasks, that sure, some technology can make that somewhat easier, but it's never going to make it totally painless. It's never going to take the burden off of us to actually organize, make decisions about priority. Right? Even AI can't do that for you because it's a problem with a curse that's on work that God put on it. And nothing's finally going to free us from working by the sweat of our brow except the return of Jesus Christ, regardless of what Silicon Valley might think in their own hubris about the ability to overcome all of our problems with technology. They can't be. There's always going to be work to do. But you don't have to live in the chaos of the to-do list overwhelm either in the meantime. And that's sort of the positive part of this is, okay, we can recognize the problem. And the problem is we're not putting in the work to keep things neat and tidy and organized. We're capturing stuff. We're trying to execute on it. But we're not tending to our garden. So what I'm going to suggest here is that when you feel like your organization system is getting unwieldy, I'm going to suggest you resist the urge to run to that shiny new planner or app. I know the feeling. You open it up, everything looks crazy, and you're like, ah, and then you see an ad or, you know, you read in my newsletter and I link to some cool looking app and you're like, oh, wow, this looks so clean. There's nothing in here. It's so organized. I could be organized if I had this thing. What I'm going to say is just initially resist that urge. Maybe that one is a better app for you in the long run, but initially resist the urge to run away from the chaos into the new app, because when you start using a fresh planner or a new app, it's going to put you back on that vicious cycle. You're initially going to feel like, oh yeah, this is it. Now everything's clean. You know, it's like planting a new garden, right? The soil's all nice and tilled. You've carefully set the plants in their neat little rows. You put your tasks in there. All is right in the world. It's all organized again. But it's not because of the app. It's not because of the planner. It's because you actually took some time to organize it. And that's where that relief is coming from. Because if you leave that garden, quote unquote, for a week, you're going to return to chaos, weeds, wilted leaves, animals, bugs all over it, right? It's not enough to plant and harvest a garden. You have to tend to it. And so too, we need to tend to our to-do list systems, regardless of what we're actually using. You can't just capture and execute tasks. You need to organize, you need to delete, you need to prioritize, constantly putting in that work. And that is the work of managing your work. So let's finish here with some really practical tips, okay, for how to weed your to-do list garden? How do you actually be disciplined in keeping up with this thing so you don't get overrun and overwhelmed by all these disorganized tasks? First, and this is a mindset thing, remember your finitude. It is very easy to capture new tasks when organizing, but you have to be quick to admit that you can't do it all. So I think it is good as an impulse to just capture anything you might think will be relevant later, even if it's messy, whatever. But if you don't spend some time on the back end deleting those things, you're like, why did I capture that? Right? You don't need to make that decision on the front end, but you need to have time to do that O of cope. You need to have some time to organize. And part of organizing is just deleting a bunch of relevant tasks. You saved all these. It doesn't mean you have to do them. Just delete them. Organize them, right? Put them into little boxes. Turn them into projects. But while you're doing this, remember your finitude. Remember, I can't do it all. Everything that pops into my head, I can capture into my system, but I'm limited on time and energy. And so I'm not God. That's kind of what I'm, my point here. You're not God. And so as you're managing your tasks, remember that, keep it in mind, and ruthlessly archive and delete stuff that's unrealistic that you can't get done. Second, schedule a weekly review time where you're going to organize and prioritize your list. So, you know, we're saying you need to be doing the O and P of cope. You need to, of course, centralize, but you also need to organize and prioritize. When are you going to do that? A weekly review is a great way to do that. I like to do these on Friday afternoons. I sort of treat Friday at noon as the end of my working week. I put projects away at that time, and I spend the afternoon organizing stuff, preparing myself for the next week, reviewing things, keeping stuff clean. Because that way, what? When I come in on Monday, listen, I've got everything laid out for me. I've got clarity. I'm not coming back to a mess, whether it's my desk or my to-do list. And so having a time where you do that is absolutely critical. Even doing this, a little bit of this daily, so a big week review is great, but even better if you take 5 minutes at the end of each day, or even at the start of a new day, to select your priorities for that day. Choose what are the three things I'm going to get done today, and then circle the one that's most important and say, I'm going to get this done no matter what. That's a great tool to make sure that the most important stuff's getting done. Because at the end of the day, it's not about getting everything done that's in your task management system. Like, that's never going to be empty. You're always going to be saving new stuff into there. But what's important is that you're doing what's most important. And so at the start of a new day or at the end of the day, you know, if you're trying to plan for the next one, take a few minutes and choose what you're going to work on next before you start on it. And then fourth and the final point is, goes back to organization, is group stuff. Group stuff. If you have a really messy task system, use some way of grouping things. I like to use projects. I like to take a bunch of tasks and group them into one big project, and it sort of takes a burden off of my mind, I think, because I'm instead of seeing 100 undone tasks, I see maybe 3 projects. I say, okay, I'm going to work on this project today. Yeah, there's tasks in it, but it's just one project. Something about that takes away from the overwhelm that we feel. And so whatever you're using, whether it's paper or, like, you can do this in any to-do list app. You obviously can do it in our planner as well in Notion, but grouping stuff that way is a great organizational method to help you with the overwhelm. And I said that was the last point. I'm going to make one final point. This is sort of our thing to bring it all together. Above all, remember grace. You know, in the final accounting, one of the great blessings of our to-do lists is not going to be how much they helped us accomplish. I actually think it's going to be how often they reminded us of our own inadequacy and thus our need for Christ. The to-do list, as I've talked about before, is a humbling thing. It's a tool I think God providentially uses to remind us that, hey, you're just a creature. Hey, you can't do it on your own. Hey, you need me. And so if your to-do list is frustrating you and overwhelming you, take that to heart. It is a message from the Lord. You can't do it all. And that is okay, because Christ has done it all, and our sufficiency is not in what we can accomplish, but in what he has accomplished for us. And we can have hope in that, and we can have joy, even as we're seeking to work hard, even as we're seeking to glorify Him. We do that from a place of peace, a place of confidence, knowing that we are approved before Him, not based on what we do or accomplish. So be encouraged in that. Well, thank you for listening. If you want to learn more about productivity from a Christian worldview, I would highly encourage you to check out our Christian Productivity Academy. You can learn about that at redeemingproductivity.com/academy. It is our membership program where we've got many courses. We have live events. The whole purpose of this is we've created a community and a bunch of resources for believers who are seeking to grow in God-honoring productivity. I'd love to have you come join us, become a member. You also get access to our new Notion Planner by becoming a member too. That's actually the cheapest way to get it there as well. Hope to see you there. And lastly, thank you to the Patreon supporters, those of you who give monthly to help support the work of Redeeming Productivity. I can't thank you guys enough. Really appreciate that. If you would be interested in becoming a Patreon supporter, you can find us on patreon.com/redeemingprod. That is all. My name is Reagan Rose. This has been the Redeeming Productivity Show. I'll see you next week.